This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-life congressman is calling his colleagues to insert into the country's fiscal deadline an affirmation of conscience rights in accordance with the First Amendment of the Constitution. Representative Steve King of Iowa says conscience as a constitutional principle is not something to negotiate. Meanwhile, in Washington state, pro-life advocates are calling a bill that would mandate abortion coverage in any maternity coverage plan, the Conscience Coercion Act. Penny O'Ban of Human Life of Washington says that since Quakers objected to military service, our nation has affirmed a right to freedom of conscience, and that Washington state would be the only state to force employers to pay directly for abortion. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. The pro-life movement has long endeavored to understand the complex emotional struggle behind a woman's decision to continue or abort an unplanned pregnancy. The Vitae Foundation released in last week's American Thinker, an in-depth study of interest to anyone working with women in pregnancies at risk of being interrupted by abortion. Utilizing cutting-edge research, they found and quantified numerous difficulties faced and opened strategies to meet the needs of these women. More information is at vitaefoundation.org. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.